That is Meditation, February 6th, 2010. Question this evening is, at what point along the seeker's path may he turn his full attention to the Creator and say, I am ready as I am, as flawed and distorted as I may be, I ask that you use me as your instrument. We would also like to know what qualities of attitude and orientation should accompany this faith.
We are those of the principle known to you as the Guru. We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator, in whose service we come to you this evening. Thank you for the privilege of being called to your circle of seeking. We are most happy to share our humble opinions with you this evening. But as always, we would ask of each of those who hears or reads our words, as you exercise your discrimination and your discernment in choosing those thoughts that you wish to use. We would ask that you follow the path of resonance. Those thoughts that do not resonate to you, we would ask that you leave them behind. For we would not wish to interrupt the rhythm of your seeking or interfere with your free will. We thank you for this consideration, for it will enable us to speak freely as we share our thoughts. You ask this evening concerning the point at which it is appropriate to offer yourself wholeheartedly, holding nothing back, to the one infinite Creator, to be used as the Creator's instrument in your everyday life. And we would begin by saying that now is the appropriate time, that present moment when you realize to the depths of your being that this is your wish, not for today, not for next week, not for the next year, but for the remainder of your incarnation upon planet Earth. This is not a decision that you would wish to rush. When the moment comes for you to make that dedication, there will be no doubt and no reservation. Concerning the decision to serve the Creator, there will only be the realization that this moment is the moment that you come home within yourself. for you have a home in your inmost heart. It awaits you. Patiently, faithfully, and with the utmost love. The challenge that faces one who is yearning to move into that absolute dedication of the life to the one infinite creator is to gather all of the self together. The shadow side as well as the bright side. It is important to realize on the eve of such a decision that to be human is to be unable to avoid error. That is an old cliche, my friends, but it is a true one. You are dwelling at this time within a very thick illusion, which makes that which is unreal seem very real, and that which is very real seem unreal. It is an illusion in which objects and things seem to be that which is, whereas dreams, ideals, the seeking for the truth, the search for pure beauty seem to be phantasms of the imagination, creatures of the mind. Yet, those creatures of the mind are the most real and essential of those components which make up your being. And they are far more real in the sense of spirituality than the chair upon which you sit, the clothes upon your body, or even your physical body itself. The Creator has no perfect people to be His voice of love, His hands of love, and His thoughts of love. He has you, just as you are, as the old hymn goes. Just as you are perfect. In your uniqueness, in your dazzling complexity of distortion, you are perfect. And each of you is perfect uniquely. You are like snowflakes. No two energy bodies are alike. No two instruments have quite the same timbre. Therefore, being imperfect is not an issue it is part of the self you experience yourself to be within the illusion you now enjoy. We would, at this time, transfer our contact to the one known as Steve. We are those of the pool.
I am cool, and I'm with this instrument. We ask that you reflect well on the question of perfection and imperfection as you feel it in your own person. For it will come to pass that what passes through you, even when you attempt to serve to the uttermost, will bear the mark of an imperfection which is your own, and which you will, in the course of your further efforts to serve, have to come to own as your own. It is not sufficient to have convinced yourself upon a Sunday morning that you wish to live a life pervaded by this sunshine all the remainder of your days, and to expect that this sunshine shall then simply take over and rule the order of your days thereafter. There continues to be a responsibility which each seeker must take. And this is that side of an incarnational experience, which is the learning process for each. And the learning process is the balance to the effort to serve. We would have you consider well that when you make an act of dedication in service, this act has a very large magical potential. And as in the case of every act with magical potential, there will be a sequence of events following from it, which are the fulfillment and the realization or the manifestation of that potential. Within this process, there will be surprises. And so we counsel that to engage in an act of commitment whereby you dedicate yourself to wholehearted service, that you enter the act with humility and with courage, recognizing that you have unleashed a force which has a power to manifest beyond what you are able to imagine. Indeed, it has a potential to transfigure your own life beyond recognition. The effect upon catalyst can be very great, can be greatly accelerated, and greatly accelerated catalyst does not always meet with a greatly accelerated capacity for processing this catalyst. You may have unleashed more than you have bargained for. When this has been discovered to have been so, we would suggest that there is no shame in pulling back, shall we say, to a more restful repose, to find that in your life which you enjoy, which grounds you, which refreshes you, even though it may not seem like it is doing the Lord's service. If there is gardening which you enjoy doing, it is hard to understand how working in your garden may help those who are in need in Haiti, and yet it may be the best thing you could be doing. For one who has invited, shall we say, more catalyst than can be processed, has invited a great imbalance, and it is generally not possible to go forward in a condition that is greatly imbalanced. So we would reiterate that the time for making such dedication of one's efforts is always now. We would say only that one needs to understand that one is blessed with the many nows, each of which must find its measure. And so we would ask that if you find through your magical act of dedication that you have brought on yourself more than you have bargained for, that you take the attitude that this too is the Lord's work. This too is what there is to be processed, so that you may go forward in your quest to be of service. At this time, we would pass the contact to the one known as Lynn. I am cool.
We are those of the Kuo, and we are now with this instrument. We would say that it has become a perpetuated idea among many of your peoples in the centuries. The evolving ways that you perceive your Creator, to see the Creator as distant from the self, as a force on high that must be reached for out of a forlorn type of hope that perhaps one day be able to grasp upon the ledge that love and light. We would say to you that the only separation between the Creator and yourself is the separation that you would create. In seeking to offer oneself to the Creator, it is all right to ask the Creator for help. To ask for the inspiration and wisdom to make the adjustments needed to function upon the path you have chosen. You are never alone in your seeking, for the entire universe breathes as you breathe. To seek assistance is nothing to be ashamed of. To enter into prayer, meditation, in order to connect to the Creator. In your very seeking of the Creator, you are offering yourself. By simply realizing that every action you partake in is a gift to the knowledge of the Creator. This in itself is a service. In this density, you are somewhat trapped in a linear model of time. And yet, to understand that the very moment in which you breathe in contains all of creation, allows you to realize that all is as it will be at this moment, for in this moment there is eternity. When you look up and reach for that light and pray wholeheartedly to be of service, take the time to find that light within yourself that resonates with the very light on high that you strive for. The spark of the Creator that will grow brighter and brighter within your own soul as you discover more and more of it. The Creator sees you always, is you always, and will never turn a blind eye to your heart's desires. We have personally spoken to this instrument on numerous occasions in telling her that it is okay to ask for help. So you need not fear that in your imperfection you might not make the grade, that your reaching might not be enough to put you on the level you perceive that you need to be at in order to serve the Creator. For by asking this very question, you have in turn answered your question. Seeking the Creator and being the Creator. This is the epitome of service. We would now transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We are those of the group.
As you are aware of being the Creator, then you must also be aware that you are all things. That which you seek, you are already that. The service you desire to render is a service that you render as you are who you are. How you are. If your desire is that of being an instrument for the Creator, it is a desire that you hold with all your heart, then this desire becomes your service. And becomes your path. Your ability to serve as an instrument for the Creator has no boundaries and is fueled by this pure desire that burns within your heart. Each entity, indeed, each thing, within the creation, serves the Creator in a way which may be more or less conscious, more or less efficient, shall we say. However, the service is true. The service is there. The service moves through the interaction of hearts, persons, and particles of creation. This is the Creator knowing itself. This is the reason for the creation, that the Creator may know itself through each of its portions, each part of the creation. Thus, as you move through your daily round of activities, you interact with other portions of the Creator to inform the Creator, according to your free will, of the various experiences which are open to you as you choose this and that, this. At this time, we would transfer this contact to the one known as the Karma. We are those of the Karma.
We are those of Guo, and greet each again in love and light through this instrument. the sweetness and earnestness of this clearing is very moving to us. And we affirm the rightness of that yearning to create of the life a priesthood, not an outer priesthood necessarily, but an inner realization of who you are and why you are here. And when that hunger and thirst matures within you and ripens into bloom, now is the time. As this instrument would have it. If with all your heart ye truly seek me, ye shall ever surely find me. Thus saith the Lord. Doubt not that that which you seek is there. To conclude with this query, we would address the question of what characteristics of the personality, what resources might aid in creating for oneself a rule of life and inviting the one infinite creator to come into the life to kindle the fire of love within you. Into that which is useful, that which is sturdy, in service. And we would say, firstly, that it is very helpful in this regard to be ready to lose everything that you understand as familiar and normal. This may not happen to you, my friends, and yet again it may. When you ask the Creator to come into your life in power, and in grace, you are releasing yourself from any definition of yourself which you previously had. What shall be required of you is unknown, and you are releasing your will to the will of the one infinite creator whose name is love. You wish to sing a melody of love in your life, but you do not know what melody that is until that moment comes. This instrument has had the experience many times of things falling away from her, things that she thought were deep parts of herself. Be willing to let self-definition go. Let it float. Let it be, and you shall discover that next layer within you that is more real, that is more essential, and that is closer to the Creator's self than that one of which you were capable before you asked this powerful question, may I serve? Secondly, we would encourage bloody-minded, stubborn perseverance. This instrument earlier this day was speaking with the one known as Jim. He was speaking of a beloved coach who had gone on to be a coach to many other teams, but who was coach first to the one known as Jim's baseball team in high school. And I asked, and this instrument asked, the one known as Jim, what one thing did the coach teach you that was the best of all his advice? And the one known as Jim replied, never give up. You shall face challenge after challenge, whether or not you dedicate yourself to the one creator. Yet when you dedicate yourself, you will find challenges of a specific kind, and they will cut to the bone. Do not give up. Remember the words, all is well, and all will be well. There are many times when it makes no sense not to give up. Any rational person would give up. And we ask you to leap into faith with abandon, with joy, with laughter, and with rock steady determination not to give up. Let your life be as it is. Meet the challenges of the day and don't give up. Lastly, we would say that it is very helpful to abandon all pretense and pride, for they are those things which narrow and limit you. Let humility wrap its sweet tendrils around all of those sentences that begin, I am or I should. And instead ask, what wilt thou have me do? For I am your instrument. What song will you have me sing with my life? We thank the one known as Gary for this query. And since he is not within this circle physically, we shall not ask for a follow-up, but shall instead take this opportunity to open this meeting to further questions. Are there any questions on your mind at this time? We are those of the pool.
I have one, Phil. I'm interested in the idea of fourth density service to other technologies that might be coming into our culture at this time. I'm wondering if you can comment whether that's a useful concept, only talking about service to other technologies, and whether such things are coming to help with Earth changes and with the ascension of the planet at this time. And if you can comment on the spiritual principles of that without infringing on our free will. Thank you.
We thank the one known as Alan for that query. We are those of the cool and believe we understand it. My brother, our difficulty in responding to your query is in the fact that the service to others technology that is being created at this time is late third density in its origin. We realize that there is this feeling that you have that fourth density entities are offering us within third density technology that comes from fourth density. However, in point of fact, the technology that is service to others at this time is that is being created by those who are service to others and living lives within that desire to serve the Creator, and in their seeking the technology is opening up as penetrations of fourth density light come into third density that carries a great deal of truth. And consequently, that interpenetration of fourth density light is indeed aiding many of those who are working at the very end of their third density incarnational patterns to be able to expand into more service to others technologies. May we answer you further, my brother. We are those at Bakul.
Yes, I'm curious about Tesla's free energy machine. If there's anything you can say about that, the spiritual principles of that without infringing on our free will, about its kind of positioning within the densities, and its role in spiritual evolution here.
We find that we are not able to use this instrument at this time and would therefore offer this contact to the one known as Jim. This instrument needs to leave the circle.
I am Quo, and am with this instrument. We would respond to your query, my brother, by saying that the devices that have been made by many entities, such as the one known as Nikola Tesla, and which provide an energy which is free to all, are those devices which are not just of fourth density in their character and their purpose, but have for some portion of your experience of late third density been available on a limited basis to those of your culture. However, these devices have had limited access and success in fulfilling their purpose because of the desire of a small group of your third density entities to reserve the power and economic profit that proceeds from the possession and distribution of such devices. Thus, the efficacy of such devices is more in the realm of that which is potential rather than that which is actual. May we answer you further, Michael?
Yes, well, thank you very much. I remember you saying at one point that the marriage relationship was a germinal expression in third density of fourth density of the social complex, actually sixth density social complex. And what I'm wondering, Quill, is are there any other notable social organizational forms that we're seeing in third density now that are also germinal of the social memory complex, the idea of really merging, that you can discuss the spiritual principles of without infringing on our free will. Thank you.
I am aware of your query, my brother. The tendency of entities to join in any type of grouping for the accomplishment of a common purpose is a tendency which is fundamental in the fourth density experience. We find we must pause briefly to allow this instrument to work the recording device. We are those of them. I am once again with this. the ability of entities to blend energies, desires, and purposes to achieve an harmonious group result is a type of experience which will be far more available and expanded, shall we say, within the fourth density experience that now begins its initial phase upon your planetary sphere. For the ability to work as an unit is an ability which requires the clear communication of all entities involved. And as your evolution moves you as a social memory complex into the fourth density experience, this group effort will be enhanced as the group mind becomes available to each individual within the group. Thus, the energies of all may become available and harnessed, shall we say, by the group effort. Thus, there will be far more accomplished in the realm of both the inner growth and the societal growth as the fourth density experience is made available to more of your population. Is there a final query at this time?
I have one, Paul. Since I have the opportunity to ask a question that I usually get to do. As I approach this time of getting my spine stabilized and then healing up from that operation, what words might you offer to me as to how I might improve the quality of my service through this experience?
I am aware of your query, my sister. It is well, as you approach this experience, to look upon it as one of true healing, that is, not just of the physical vehicle, but of the sense of self that is your foundation stone, shall we say, your soul essence. To see yourself as one who serves the Creator in each interaction with others, in each experience that is shared, in each opportunity that is offered, is to see yourself in a truer light. For there is no failure. There is only experience. There is only effort. As you begin to prepare for the actual experience of the surgical procedure, we would suggest that you remind yourself that in truth you are whole and perfect, and that what is about to occur is the opportunity to express this wholeness and perfection in the outer realm, shall we say, of your physical being. Thus, that which you seek is that which you are already experiencing upon the inner flames, shall we say. And those of the healing profession who offer their services to you are partaking in a mutual expression of this perfection. At this time, we would thank each present for taking the time from the daily round of activities to join in this circle of seeking. The beauty that we see and experience as each has blended his and her aura with the group is magnificent. We rejoice in your joy and see the light and love of the one Creator pouring forth from each heart. And for this we thank you greatly. We are known to you as those of Quark. We would now take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai. Adonai.
As we let the light that we have gathered in this group go back to the one infinite Creator, let us place in it all of our hopes and our dreams and our prayers for healing. Let us place in that light those of Haiti that have died, that they may be fully aware of larger life, find their healing and their progress. For those that are alive, we pray that they may be well and full and healthy tonight, and for those that are on the ground there helping, we pray that they may have that which they need to help with. And we pray the prayer of the Gaia meditation. May we be better stewards of Mother Earth. May we see many, many more ways to be at peace in our hearts and to let that reflect out into the world. The image goes up, let the reins fall down.